I call the Committee on Academics and Student Affairs to order on Monday, March 30th at 4:32 p.m. in the Frankie Siddlebopper Conference Room, both in person and on Zoom. Agenda item number two, compliance with Nevada meeting law. 2A, the agenda was posted 3 working days at 9 a.m. Agenda item 2B, the meeting is taking place on Monday, March 30th, 26 at 4:30 p.m. in the Frankie Siddlebopper Conference Room. The Zoom link is working to the public as per Senator Benuto and Senator Huang. Item three, land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of the Nuumuu, Washoe, Western Shoshone, and Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for Indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. Should item three, or item four, roll call.
Chair Kitchen.
Present.
Vice Chair Huang.
Present on Zoom.
Senator DeBarge. Senator Lawson.
Absence excused.
Senator Dayton. Senator Benito.
Present on Zoom.
Senator Issa.
Present.
Senator Caldera.
Present.
Or Miss President.
Awesome. Okay, moving down to agenda item five, public comment. Public comment at this time. Okay, thank you. Say your name for the record.
Record. So you guys have a great committee here. You guys did a lot of good work, a lot of good legislation was passed by this committee. I just want to say congrats to your kids on graduating. Congrats to the committee on the good work you guys have done. Yeah, you guys have a good last meeting.
Thank you, Speaker Ackland. Okay. I don't know if that was replying to different, whatever. Okay, moving on to agenda item six, adoption of minutes. We have our last two meetings to adopt from the beginning of March and then 2 weeks ago before spring break. Has everyone reviewed the minutes and thinks they're solid? Okay. I'm now seeking a motion to approve minutes from March 2nd and March 16th through unanimous consent. So by Senator Issa, is there a second? Saying so, Senator Barger, any dissent? Seeing none, the motion passes. Woohoo, it is removed. Also, shout out to Secretary Akira for doing that because those were two very, very, very long meetings.
Thank you.
Agenda item seven, old business. There's no old business this time. Skipping on to agenda item eight, new business. There is new business. Agenda item 8A, expectations for committee members regarding the conclusion of the 93rd session. I want to just give a brief little report about the committee as a whole for you guys before we get into our actual reports. As you hopefully know at this point, this is the last ASA meeting of the 93rd session. I'm trying to set things up to be as smooth as possible for the next chair, which means I need information from you guys. Per SBR 93, a binding resolution amending the duties of committees with liaison contacts, which was adopted on January 26th of this year, I need to update the Senate legacy box with all liaison contacts and information. For reference, that's the piece that I believe was sponsored by Senator Issa, so by Senator Terry, and then later brought back by Senator Issa. And I have to update the Senate legacy box with all information regarding contacts, liaisons, where things were with the office, which shouldn't be too hard since I know you all communicate with your liaisons frequently enough. So please, just before the end of the session, send me your liaison contacts for the office where you left off and projects you worked on. Even if you didn't really work on a whole lot, I still would like a report and just to know what the office needed, what they didn't need, maybe how, and then like it'll help the next chair and next contacts move forward with the office and know where things were left standing. Think that's honestly it. Just need that last report again before next week, please. And I'll update stuff. I've enjoyed being the chair of this committee, and I know that not all you guys have been with me for this entire session, but it's been a really fun time, and I'm sad this is our last meeting. And yeah, moving down to agenda item 9A, the fun stuff, Senate reports. 9A, me, Office of the Provost. I met with Provost Thompson last Wednesday, or when school's in session last Wednesday, and we talked about PAC AI and other stuff with the office. I talked to them about the path to independence program and ensure that they're having person-centered departures request, and also got him to agree to come in and present to Senate, which he's doing next week. So next week, coming in and giving a 10-minute presentation regarding PAC-AI, and just clarifying that a bit more for us, because that was one condition that he said he would do if our piece passed, which he did in November. And then he'll answer some questions, and so it'll be awesome. This time. Cool. Moving down to agenda item 9B, Vice Chair Huang, do you have a report?
Yeah, so just going to meet with Dr. Speed and what's his name, Dean Kennedy, for liaison for the, what was it calling it, the connection for bringing everything back from next year, just putting everything in the legacy box for everyone, making sure that the connections that we've made or I've made in this session will be continued next session. But other than that, no report. Thank you.
Any questions for Vice Chair Huang? Thank you. Moving down, 9C, Senator Atkinson, who is actually not here. Here's her name.
Should I read it through?
I think you, she messed up the roll call a little bit. Do you need to do it again at the end, just like to see who's absent and who's not?
Yeah,
okay. We'll do it after.
Okay.
We'll do it after.
Apologies.
No, you're good. Okay, moving down to agenda item 9D, Senator Benuto.
Hi, Senator Benuto for the record. Let me just get a second to pull up my report. Okay, so my report's going to be pretty brief. I haven't been working on any new legislation, but I reached out to Drianna Harwood discussing the piece of legislation we wrote regarding hate speech at the university, and the action that has been taken, or for lack of better words, the action that hasn't been taken regarding her complaints and that piece of legislation. From what I've heard, no action has been taken, so I'll be further investigating next steps to help her out with that. I've also been reaching out to several first-generation students discussing possible changes they want to see at the university, as well as any possible legislation that we could draft for the future. And then I reached out to presidents and executive board members of clubs on campus that serve first-generation and underrepresented students to see what they need. And I also contacted Dr. McGill for my liaison position in the ASA.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for that very thorough report.
Uh-huh.
Moving down to agenda item, skipping 9E, Senator Parvash is not here. Agenda item 9F, Senator Calderon, report. Okay. Moving down to Senator, or agenda item 9G, Senator Dayton.
Some of the liaisons contacted her about a career survey from the head of position for 3 weeks, and it's been really great to be carrying on for something like that. And you're starting to notice the emails of the things they want. The AA started to publicize her website about going on. Usually, though, they submit those events like very late notice, like a day before it's about to happen. So it's the lace box that I submit that you should be able to, like, hey, like, establish boundaries of, like, how they expect things to be distributed. Kind of, like, where is the lace box?
That's a really good point. Thank you for that. Lexi box is in the main Senate folder. It's not like a physical box or anything. It's somewhere in the Nevada box. I can show you after if you want. Yeah, I will show the committee afterwards. Okay, any questions for Senator Dayton? Okay, seeing none. We're on to agenda item 9H, Senator DeBarger.
Since our last meeting, I've met Dean Cardwell again. We talked about, and she like released a new decision in support of their Open Educational Resources Program, which is pretty much almost a lot of meetings. So we talked about that. And something that I'm going to put in the suggestions maybe for the next liaison for this, I don't feel like it needs to be one that can meet with too frequently because they're a pretty effective department. And also, I think originally the contact was directly to Dean Cardwell, but she's not the person to contact. Maybe she just answered it to her executive sister or whatever. But yeah, I met with her again. No, it's good.
Yeah. Perfect. Thank you. Yeah, just text me that. Any questions for Senator Barger at this time? Okay, seeing none, moving down to Senator Issa, your report.
From Jay Eastwood, Rector, not much to report. Faculty Senate last met on March 13th. There wasn't that much on their agenda that was very pertinent to the student body, just presentations from a bunch of faculty members. And their next meeting is on April 10th, although the agenda for that meeting has not yet been posted, so I'm not sure what's going to be on that. Additionally, I have been formally excused from my duties as a member of the Campus Affairs Subcommittee, so at the conclusion of the session, I will no longer be participating on that committee. And with regard to the Office of Digital Learning, I reached out again to Director Huffman on Wednesday, March 18th, to set up another meeting, and we will be meeting, actually not again, but for the first time, on April 1st, Wednesday, April 1st. So that concludes for everyone.
Awesome, thank you. Any questions for Senator Issa? Okay, seeing none, we're going to skip agenda item 9J because Senator Lawson is not here. And briefly move back up to agenda item 4, roll call. Sorry, I'm not calling the roll.
Chair Kitchen.
Present.
Vice Chair Wong.
Present on Zoom.
Senator Atkinson.
Absence, unexcused.
Senator Benito.
Present on Zoom.
Senator Barbosian.
Absent, excused.
Senator Calderon. Senator Dayton.
Present.
Senator DeBarger.
Present.
Senator Issa.
Present.
Senator Lawson.
Present, excused.
Quorum is present.
Thank you guys for that. Moving back down to agenda item 10, everyone's favorite almost public comment. Seeing none public comment this time, we don't do agenda item 11. I adjourned the Committee on Academic and Student Affairs on Monday, March 30th at 4:44 p.m. in the Frankie Soto Public Conference Room. Hey. Yes, and send them to Secretary. And me. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Thank you, guys.
Good job, Madison.
Thank you.